Well, howdy, guys. Now, this woman was a chemistry teacher. She now is 65 years of age, but she's been charged with sexual assault, which happened when she was 25 years of age, teaching in a school. In 1980, she befriended a couple of schoolboys, 14 and 15. One of these boys she used to take to a rented room near the school and have sex with him. This happened about 30 to 40 times. She used to wear provocative clothes in class, and the conversation went from chemistry to sex quite a lot of times. I guess she obviously got a buzz at turning young boys on. Well, it doesn't take much, does it? Now, forgive me if I'm wrong. Who are the sexual predators of society? Oh, that's right. The males. Who said that? Oh, the femmes did. And here's her defense, of course. She couldn't have had sex with them because she has issues in that department. She can only have sex for a very short period of time. Well, these boys are 14 and 15. I don't think it would take very long anyway, would it? The jury took 6 hours to deliberate and found her guilty on all 7 counts. It was also found out, once she was found guilty, that she had been banned from teaching by the teaching authority in 2023. I wonder why. She's probably been doing this ever since she started teaching. Of course, she hasn't been sentenced yet. But what about writing 2,000 lines, "I must not screw the pupils"? Apparently she could face a lengthy sentence. Yeah, right. If you do find out the outcome, it will probably be spared jail, as we see in all Femon cases nearly. I had a teacher in my French class, very similar. Quite young, reasonably attractive, used to wear very, very short skirts and tight blouses with the buttons undone. And she used to bend over all the time over desks so that everybody else could get a view. Let's face it, femmes are exhibitionists. But there is a place and time for it, isn't there? But morals have never been femmes' strong point. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Well, maybe when she was 25, she had some looks about her. But she's definitely hit the wall for many years now, and looks like she's come away with some of it. You can only really imagine how many victims there really are. Apparently she showed no emotion when she was found guilty. Well, no surprise there. This is a femon. Well, I know she's getting on a bit, but maybe she should try being a prison guard. Maybe those men are a little bit too old for her, though. You take it easy, fellas.